Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Growing the delicious garden tomato becomes more and more elusive for me. Back in the day, my parents would put a few tomato plants in amongst the foundation plantings, and we'd have plenty of those summer treats. Now, with increased disease and insect pressure, I've become an aficionado of cherry tomatoes, which seem easier to grow, although you need a really sharp knife if you're going to slice them for BLTs. There are also tasty greenhouse-grown tomatoes with brown skins and lots of flavor available all year. These indoor tomatoes often use colonies of bumblebees for pollination, as there isn't enough air movement inside a structure. Bumblebee hives are short-lived, sometimes only a few months, so those growers follow integrated pest management practices to limit pesticide use that would shorten the life of these important pollinators. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.